More than 11 million tons of plastic end up in our oceans every year. That's the equivalent, more or less, of one truckload per minute. However, the plastic isn't garbage from the street being dumped into the ocean. 90% of it flows in via rivers. What the future? Cleanup mission. There are more than 150 million tons of plastic waste floating in the oceans. Every bit requires hundreds of years to decompose, releasing toxic substances and posing an existential threat by turning into microplastic. Once in the ocean, it is complex and difficult to filter the plastic out of the water. But what if we could intervene before it's too late? What if the plastic waste never even reached the ocean because it was gathered up beforehand? We, the Audi Environmental Foundation, present Greenovation, this time in blue, with our mission cleanup. Every impact is multiplied when we work together. We are one of several partners operating Collectix, a boat that has been gathering up garbage on the so-called Blue Danube River since 2021. Floating cranes and conveyor belts might seem a bit retro at first, but they are supported by a drone that directs the boat with pinpoint accuracy to the garbage hotspots. If you imagine an artificial intelligence that analyzes, catalogs, and pre-sorts the refuse, then our run-of-the-mill garbage tugboat quickly turns into an efficient, high-tech cleanup machine. On our maiden voyage through Serbia, we collected over 3.2 tons of plastic out of the water over the course of 10 days. And from now on, we are cleaning our way mile for mile through Europe's rivers. We've been thinking about cleaning up for quite a while. We've been committing our resources and know-how to the Neumas River and the Brussels-Charleroi Canal since 2018, and most recently the Danube River in Budapest. Together with the nonprofit Clear Rivers, we set up litter traps. In contrast to Collectix, those are passive and stationary systems. They work like fishing nets, though of course they don't catch fish, but plastic. Litter traps collect about 1 to 3 cubic meters of foam material, plastic, and other floating garbage per month. That's the equivalent of about 2,000 plastic bottles that are caught in our nets each month and later recycled. Of course, we can't remove all the plastic in the oceans with our garbage collecting boats and litter traps overnight, but we're tinkering, we have ideas, and we're gathering up tons of plastic while it is still possible, so that together we will make our oceans blue again. Forsprong in Environmental Protection, the Audi Environmental Foundation.